Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin Jackson speaking, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Well, I'm trying to get something worked out here, and I can't figure it out. The young lady's trying to... Now, I have no problem with the young lady I was talking to. She did great. Get that off right off the bat. But I've had to call in before, and when I first signed up, they said I'd get charged after the 18th, you know, between the 18th and the 20th every month, once a month. Now, the young lady just told me, oh, that's not the way it works. The way it works is you get charged every 5 weeks. Okay, that's fine, but that's not what happens. Okay, I have gotten mailed, that is the incorrect word, I have gotten billed 1 week. 2 weeks later, get another bill, and I'm like, what the heck? Okay? I get billed, and then I don't have a clue as to when I'm actually going to get the shipment. It's stuff like that. It's driving me nuts. Because, okay, I mean, I don't know about you, but during this pandemic, we've been running it really close to the wire all the time. I do not want to cancel my subscription. I like what I'm getting, but I would like it set up on some type of system where I know when you're taking the money.
Okay, so
this is why I don't. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I was going to say this is why I don't let people into my account. The phone company, they want an automatic draft. Nope, not going to happen. I pay my phone bill. Electric company, hey, nope, not going to happen. I pay it myself. I don't like it when people just go in, oh, let's see, today's a good day to take the money out. That's aggravating. Now, I'm a very aggressive speaker, so don't take it personally. I'm not upset at you. I am upset at the situation.
Okay.
I got charged on the 25th last month. 2-5, okay? And I've yet to see the product. Well, that's fine. The problem is I got billed on the 5th of last month. 5 and 25 do not equal 5 weeks. Not only that, but that's 2 shipments, not one. I haven't got either. Now, before that, I got a large shipment. I paid extra for an extra 20 cents. Now, I have received that. Okay, but I got mail. It's recording again. I got charged twice on that one, and then I had to deal with my bank, and they said, "Don't worry, that one got fixed." But can you understand where I'm coming from? Y'all are just dipping in and taking money. I have no clue when it's coming. I have no warning, and it happens.
Okay, what's
it's not like?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay, what's your account number, sir, so I can pull up your information to better assist you?
I have to give my name, Robert Doyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, just a second, sir. Okay, sir, and could you verify your address along with your email address?
5303 22nd, Lubbock, Texas, 79407. Bag ends at suddenlink.net.
Okay, and just a second as I look at your ledger on here, just a second. Okay, sir. Now, just going by your last shipment, it's showing here that the last shipment was authorized and sent over to the warehouse on the 5th. Once it's sent over to the warehouse, sir, and processed and shipped out, that's when you actually are charged. It initially.
Okay, that means.
Okay, go ahead.
1 second, then.
Go ahead.
That means you're about to charge me again, 25 and a 5th. That's not even 2 bloody weeks. Okay. Do you understand where I'm coming from there? If they charge me again right now, that's ridiculous.
Okay, as I said, sir, it's showing here that the last time that was. It was authorized on the first of January. Then it was
okay,
sent over to the.
This is where I'm having the problem. Then your system is making super mistakes. Okay, because I haven't received that shipment from the first. I've seen nothing. Okay, and I just got charged the 25th of last month. Okay,
yes,
so you got me the 1st of February, the 25th of February, and now the 5th again?
It's showing here that it was authorized last month. It was authorized on the 1st of January, and it was shipped out from our warehouse on the 22nd of January. And looking at the United States Postal Service tracking, it says here that it's in transit as of the 27th of January. So
I'm not even talking about the actual parcels. What I'm talking about right now is y'all took on the 25th, that's 2/5 of last month, you took out money. Again, you took it out at the beginning of the month, I understand. And then you took it out again. On the 25th.
No, last month was January.
Yes, last month was January. This is February.
Yeah.
This isn't March. This
yes,
is
sir.
February. So the 5th
March,
of February.
This is
what I just said.
February.
It is February. This month. This month is February. We are now in February. It is February the 9th of 2021. Okay? You charged me on the 25th of January, and now it is February, and you charged me on the 5th. Can you do the math
charged.
Between?
It hasn't been charged,
according
sir.
According
to
my account?
It has been authorized.
We don't
actually charge the credit card until it actually goes shipped out from our warehouse.
Okay. Then what is it that I haven't seen this charge on the 5th yet myself, but the young lady said, oh, you got another shipment here on the 5th. So what is the shipment on the 5th? Okay. I may be incorrect in understanding what I've been told just now.
Okay, and that's going to be... the shipment that's been authorized and sent over to the warehouse for the 5th, it's going to be a binder and issues 107, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, that would be my next shipment. That's correct.
Yes, sir.
So my question is, when did that... That's a second as a shipment. That's another shipment. When am I going to be charged for it?
When it's shipped out from our warehouse. It was just sent over to the warehouse on the 5th. And when it actually ships out from the warehouse, then it'll be charged. It's authorized initially.
Okay. So you got me charged on the 25th. You've got another shipment that is supposed to come out sometime. When you don't know because it's in the warehouse and you got no clue. And all of a sudden, okay, so today's the 9th. Let's take a wild guess and say the warehouse actually gets their stuff together and it ships out within the next week. the 25th and this week, the 25th and next week. That's still not 5 weeks. So the fifth week from the 25th would be, let's see, last week, this week, the next week, oh, and the next week. That would make it about 5 weeks. That's somewhere in, let's see, the 20-ish range of this month? No, at least the 25th or longer. Yeah? Why is it in the warehouse? Because that means you're going to charge me again before 5 weeks. I'm getting really upset about that one little detail. Y'all have charged me in a range of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and 5 weeks. If it's a solid set, oh, we charge you every 5 weeks, then why is it you can't keep that straight and y'all charge me anywhere from 2 weeks to closer? That's what's driving me nuts. I can't get a date now. I think I'd like it if y'all would call me before y'all ever charge me anything so that we can verify that I know that you're about to take money out of my account.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm upset about?
I'm trying to understand, sir.
Let me put it to you this way. How many times you get, I don't need money or anything, I'm just curious. How many times you get paid in the month?
It doesn't matter, sir. I'm not going
to
give that.
No, I'm trying to. Okay. Let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say you personally get charged, you get paid twice a month, okay? Let's say it's on the 3rd and the 18th, which is what happens to me. Okay, that's cool. So you know when your money's coming in. Now, you get billed every week, at the beginning of the month for your house and all that stuff. Hey, cool, you know that's coming out. You can plan on that. Then you got this other thing that just decides when it's going to pop out. And so anywhere from the 2nd of the month through the entire month, all of a sudden money comes out and you have no clue it's coming because you don't even get an email first. I've gotten my email from y'all saying, hey, we're going to take this money out up to a week after it's come out of my account. This is why I want to talk to management. Okay.
What I can do, sir, is I can send this over to Escalations for Escalations team member to contact you back, sir.
That would be great.
But there have been delays in the warehouse due to the COVID-19 situation.
We've been
relocating the warehouse.
I understand that y'all run out of parts. I understand that. I got no problem with it. A shipment, it takes a little longer. I've had that happen before. I don't have a problem with that. Hey, it's going to take us a while to get this. We're still waiting on this one part that we're waiting for manufacturing. Hey, cool. That's cool. That's not even what I'm talking about. It's the fact that y'all dip into my account willy-nilly, and I do not know when it's coming. Y'all say, hey, we only do it every 5 weeks. That's not what's happening. And that is what I want to talk to somebody about. Okay? By the way, I wasn't actually asking you for your personal information. I was just trying to show you a hypothetical. That's all I was trying to do.
Oh, okay. Well, sir, I do have a supervisor that I can transfer you to now. Can assist you. Hold for just a second.
Thank you. What bishop say?
Okay.
God damn it, Luke. I need some to pick. Him, yeah, rag drawer.
Go in there and just grab one of those.
Get the desk real quick. That's...
And just lay it down.
I'm still on the phone, by the way.
Hey, get that orange that's in front of the toilet.
Okay. Did you put water down today?
Huh?
Did you put water down today?
Were they in there?
Yeah. There was a trail of water in there?
Well, somebody got a drink. Luke made the trail.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm going to set up your breathing treatment as well.
I scan that.
Okay, sir, I'm transferring you over. Once again, thank you for calling Eagle Moss Customer Care. Hold for the transfer.
Thank you.